AI's new operating layer, Android agents, regulated workflows, and a data center reality check. Good morning. Here's your AI morning briefing for May 13th. Today's theme is that AI is moving out of the demo phase and into the operating layer of real institutions. In the last day, we saw Google push Gemini deeper into Android, Anthropic aim Claude directly at legal workflows, Medicare surface a payment model that actually rewards AI-enabled chronic care, and fresh reporting on the OpenAI trial and rural data center build-out show that governance and infrastructure now matter just as much as model quality. First, Google used its Android show to make a much bigger argument than a normal product update. In Google's own announcement, the company says Android is shifting from an operating system into what it calls an intelligence system. The practical changes are Gemini handling multi-step actions across apps, using screen and image context, helping with browsing in Chrome, and filling forms with personal context in a single tap. TechCrunch added another notable detail. Google is also bringing Gemini-powered dictation into Gboard and letting users create widgets in natural language. The takeaway is that consumer AI is becoming more agentic, more ambient, and more embedded in normal software behavior instead of staying trapped inside a chatbot window. Second, Anthropic is making a similarly important move in enterprise software, but with a sharper vertical focus. In its May 12th announcement, Anthropic said Claude is getting more than 20 new MCP connectors for legal software, plus a dozen legal-specific plugins. That means Claude can work inside the systems lawyers already use: contract tools, research platforms, document repositories, data rooms, and Microsoft productivity apps, instead of forcing firms to move everything into a new workflow. The significance is not just AI for lawyers, it is a signal that the next wave of enterprise adoption may come from deeply integrated, workflow-native AI rather than generic chat tools. Third, TechCrunch had one of the most important under-the-radar stories of the day. Medicare's new access payment model may be one of the clearest signs yet that federal reimbursement is starting to make room for AI-enabled care. The program includes 150 participants and goes live July 5th. What matters is the payment logic. Instead of paying mainly for clinician time, access is structured around outcomes, which creates room for AI agents that can monitor patients between visits, handle intake, coordinate referrals, and keep people engaged. Fourth, the OpenAI trial continues to generate signals that matter far beyond courtroom drama. TechCrunch reported on Sam Altman's testimony that Elon Musk once floated the idea that control of a hypothetical OpenAI for-profit might pass to his children. The Verge's read was that even if Altman looked credible on the stand, the case may still reshape how the public and future partners think about OpenAI's governance story. And fifth, The Verge's early morning report on rural data centers is a reminder that the AI boom's physical footprint is colliding with local politics. The story focuses on Jay, Maine, where a former paper mill site is becoming part of the national data center fight. State lawmakers had moved toward a moratorium on very large data center permits over grid, environmental, and economic concerns, but Governor Janet Mills vetoed the measure in part because of promised jobs. Put together, today's picture is clear. AI is being embedded into operating systems, professional workflows, payment systems, court narratives, and physical infrastructure all at once. The market is no longer asking whether AI works in principle. It is asking who gets paid, who stays in control, what systems it plugs into, and who bears the cost of scaling it. One business idea stands out from today's news: build an AI workflow assurance service for regulated organizations. This would be a managed platform plus advisory layer that helps healthcare groups, legal departments, and other compliance-heavy teams deploy agentic AI with audit trails, permissions, model routing, human approval checkpoints, and outcome reporting. The buyers are provider groups, payers, large law firms, and in-house legal teams. What makes it defensible is that trust, integrations, compliance mapping, and measurable workflow outcomes are harder to commoditize than the base models themselves. That's the briefing for May 13th. The big idea today is simple. The winners in AI are starting to look less like the teams with the flashiest model, and more like the teams that can safely wire AI into the real economy.